Hurricane Ophelia is a storm set to hit Northern Ireland today with winds forecast of up to 80 miles per hour. There are two functions for us today on the Nolan Show. Firstly, as a public service broadcaster, to give you as much information as we know, and we will be trying to do that throughout the programme this morning. Secondly, obviously, we're opening up the lines to you today, 03030 80 55 55. Maybe you will have some questions. Maybe you're frustrated, angry. We'll see what we can get on air today from lots of you. Here's the bottom line. Parents were not told by the Department of Education until 10:30 last night that all schools should close. Parents had to then scramble, part of them probably still scrambling this morning, to find childcare. Why did the department leave it so late? We have that question in right now to the department. Let's speak to Principal Kevin Donaghy this morning. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Stephen.
You're from St. Ronan's Primary School in Uri. When did you find out about this? How did you find out?
Well, we found out, like every other principal probably across the country, at 10:30 last night when the tweet came out from the NI executive Twitter feed to say that the decision had finally been taken to close all schools. Now, I know we had been in touch with Sinead Bradley, who was our MLA, and I know that she had been trying to make contact, along with Colin Eastwood and a number of other politicians, with the various bodies for education to see if a decision could be made.
So you weren't contacted by the Department of Education?
Nope. We are still waiting for official confirmation, an email or whatever, from the department to say this is the course of action. Like everyone else, we found out through the NI executive Twitter feed.
How do you feel about that?
Well, like, as you know yourself, in England, the government has COBRA for emergencies down south. They had their emergency committee meeting to discuss the situation, whereas we in Northern Ireland were just left floundering around.
Like, that in itself begs questions, doesn't it? Like, you're a school principal and you said you were left floundering around.
Well, this is the case for most principals. Like, most principals were asking each other what they were for doing. And again, through our own school Twitter feed, we were looking to see what other schools were doing. Because, as you know yourself, we have to get official approval from the department for an exceptional closure.
Is there not some type of communication system set up between the Department of Education and schools around Northern Ireland for a situation like this?
Well, I think that's a question you need to ask the Department of Education.
We are asking them. We're asking them right now. We've asked them this morning, why did they leave it so late? So far, no response.
Exactly. You know, like, this was something that people knew had been coming. It was a developing news story. It was a developing weather situation. A lot of other people were keeping an eye on all that was ongoing. And we seemingly must have sat back and not been doing a lot.
Karen McMaster, you're another principal, a principal of Campbell Primary School. How did you find out, Karen?
Hi, Stephen. We found out, just like everybody else, 10:30 last night through social media. Staff members started to send me texts and WhatsApps, checking that I had seen what was on social media. Obviously, for the next few minutes, it was like asking myself, is it true? Is it a hoax? No one knew. And then another colleague of mine in Ballymena contacted me, and we both were really scrambling at the last minute trying to work out what to do. We were sort of thinking on our feet and making decisions very quickly.
And whoever's running the Department of Education, who is running it?
I would like to know, because that's where I stand this morning as a very, very cross and angry and irate principal who's frustrated because we were left to our own devices last night. Very late on, I'm sure there was plenty of principals not even awake. They were probably in bed. And if it wasn't for good friendships with other colleagues locally to me, we were left on our own, completely isolated on our own to make our own decisions.
So what's your message this morning to the, well, it's the Education Authority, isn't it, and the Department of Education? I see a statement in here from the Education Authority saying they've been working closely with the Department of Education and with the relevant regional statutory agencies in relation to the recent weather warnings. They say the Met Office has advised that the most severe weather is forecast for around 3 o'clock today. at a time when most people are travelling home from school. The Department of Education advised that all schools should be closed Monday as a precautionary measure. Therefore, EA transport services will be unavailable throughout the day. They are still, the Department of Education are still not answering the question, why did they leave it so late? You know, how on earth can parents get childcare between 10:30 last night and this morning? Like, what do they do?
Yeah, and that is an extremely disappointing thing. As a parent myself, you know, I understand that, and I sent out a text message to our parents last night apologising on behalf of the Department of Education for such late notice at this stage, because I understand that. How some parents are going to cope this morning, I have no idea. And, you know, the thing that angers me is we as schools are communicating through text messages, websites, whatever. The Department of Education still have nothing in place for us. I'm sitting at my desk here this morning at 9:10 and we still have not an email through to our inbox to let us know that schools should be closed today.
Well, you know schools should be closed because the Department of Education have sent out that advisory.
Yes, advisory, which we ourselves made the decision on, but I'm still waiting on them to tell us to our own individual inboxes to say this is what's happened today, and obviously telling us what we should be doing, what's happening next.
You know, I find it hard to believe, I've got to say, that there is not some line of communication set up where a Department of Education can send out an email to all schools in Northern Ireland. Are you telling
That is not in place. So that is all we need. That's what we were all checking our inboxes for at least an hour and a half last night. I kept checking it from 11 o'clock to about 9:30 to see if we were going to get any form of communication, and we got nothing.